I begin in the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, God sent man to this world and he instilled in him his appreciation. And he also instilled in him the appreciation of good and evil. The entire religion is based on these two appreciations. What is God's religion? It's my realization that I have a creator and sustainer. He is the only one and he is unique. And that I acknowledge that what is good and what is bad, evil is evil and virtue is virtue. And I am prepared to face the necessary consequences of it, that the outcome of good and evil cannot be the same. And if that is true, then there should come a day when evil should meet its fate and good should get its reward. This realization of good and evil, as I said earlier, has been naturally gifted to man. It has been made a part of man's design. However, this inner appreciation is limited to the basic morality only. Social ethics emerges from this basic morality, which undergo changes as well. What are the basic elements of basic morality? The Quran has described them so well in the 90th verse of Surah An-Nahl that we find its description remarkably comprehensive. God Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْحَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. God commands you to do what? Justice. This is basic morality getting described. God commands you to do justice. What is justice? To give completely and fully to the other what he deserves. The verdict of justice be announced. We deliver fully and completely what we owe to others. God commands you to do it. This is the first thing. It is a reality that it is a universally acknowledged understanding. Political states are based on it. The United Nations is based on it. The system of our world is based on it. The system of communication between humans is based on it. It is the concept of justice which is the biggest asset of man. And it's a reality that he is at times willing to forego everything for its sake. God commands you to do it. Walehsan. And that you deal with others in a benevolent way. It's a step ahead of justice. In justice only one's right is given. In this case, one has to give even more than the right. Giving more voluntarily. An attitude of sympathy, concern, care, guardianship for others inclines one towards benevolence. It's beyond justice. وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. The principle on which God has created this world causes kinships to emerge. To acknowledge these relations and to fulfill their obligations. These relations have a right on one's wealth too. If God has given me resources and a close relative has been deprived of them, he has a right on my resources that I should help him. This has been described as Itaa'i Zil-Qurba. It was implied in the mention of justice and benevolence, but because it deserved special attention, it was described separately. In Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i zil qurba. These are three things. Looking at it positively, basic morality comprises of these three things: justice, benevolence, and giving the relatives their rights. On the other hand, there are three other things which have been condemned. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْجِ. That is, God stops you from obscenity. These are the forms of sexual gratification which have been prohibited in God's religion. Man is quite aware of them. He knows it from the beginning. He knows what those forms are. They have been described in one word, obscenity. Valmunkar. We learn from the other passages of the Quran that it's depriving others of their rights, which has also been called ithm. When man deprives others of their rights, he commits munkar. All those evils in which we deprive our brother of his right, or our relative, or a friend, or we deprive any member of our society, or for that matter any human of his right, they are all munkarat. Walbaghi, aggressively depriving others of their life, wealth, or honor. This is the third item. That is, your Lord stops you from these. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. He advises you so that you are reminded. Justice, benevolence, and helping poor relatives. This is what we have to adopt. And obscenity, depriving others of rights, and aggressively usurping them is what we need to stop doing. These are basic moralities, and they have been described impressively in one verse of the Quran. This is what I had to say, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.